Hello everyone, today is June 25th, which means obviously audio mode day 25. We're in the home stretch now, 5 more days after this, so it's actually kind of hard to believe that it's been this long, but it'll be weird when it's over, I think. But a couple things to talk about today. First of all, if you're hearing this before June 26th at 12 p.m. Eastern, we'll be recording the Maccessibility podcast then, and if everything goes according to plan, we'll be streaming it. So, if you follow me, DHS Darcy, or Maccessibility on Twitter, you should find the information to listen to it. And not sure exactly what we'll be talking about yet, but if you're available, you should check it out. And if not, you can get the podcast at maccessibility.net. when it becomes available, which should be shortly after that. Just read an article today about Gmail. Google has started their Google I/O conference, which is like their developer conference, and it sounds like the article suggested that Google was getting rid of IMAP on Gmail. In favor of their own programming interface that they could use. This sort of worries me a little bit, but it doesn't really surprise me that much if it happens, because I've been thinking about this ever since Google Reader stopped, that when you think about how Google makes their money, they're primarily an ad company. And if you're using Gmail through IMAP, they're not giving you ads. Like, so they're not really making any money off of you. So it always sort of seemed like they were, you know, this could go away anytime. So I've been slowly but surely planning to move away from Gmail, but not really that, very slowly. And it sounds like I may have to accelerate those plans soon. And it's not going to be super easy, because my whole system for how I manage email is a little crazy. Holly says sometimes I'm kind of obsessed with that, but how I do things. This is a topic I've been meaning to talk about for a little while, is how I deal with email. The way I do it, because I don't like a lot of things in my inbox, so I have filters for or mail rules, depending on what mail client you're used to. I have filters for just about everything. So for me, what happens is the first bunch of messages, or first things first, is our mailing lists. I'm on a few mailing lists, not a lot, but there are a few that I'm on. So messages from mailing lists each go to their own separate folder, except I have a few mailing lists that aren't extremely active. So I have a miscellaneous folder where those mailing lists go. And then after that, I have what I call bacon messages. It's a term that I heard someone use a while ago, but it didn't really catch on as much as I would have liked. Apparently bacon is like spam, but it's not. But it's stuff that you kind of have signed up for. Like maybe stuff from Facebook telling you that somebody wants to be your friend, or maybe a sale from Audible, or things like that. Things you've signed up for, but you don't necessarily have to see it right away. So all that stuff goes into the bacon folder. And then after that, you know, obviously then my spam filter goes, and then anything that's left is in my inbox. And so the thinking there is that I only want a few things in my inbox, so that if I can't check my email for a little while, like I can't check all my email, maybe I can at least look at my inbox. And so the stuff there is either something that's really important, like someone's writing me directly, or it's something that I have to deal with immediately. So that's sort of the goal that I have in mind. That all being said, what that means is I have a lot of filters in Gmail, and the reason I haven't moved to another email providers, it would take a lot of work to set those filters up again. Not really hard work, just tedious time-consuming work, but I'm probably going to have to do that, because, like I said, it sounds like this may be it for Gmail. Now, I could see Apple supporting Gmail in their Mail app going forward, although they might not, because you know, Gmail has their own iPhone app now, so I guess we'll see going forward what ends up happening there. But if you use Gmail and you use IMAP, these are things you may want to think about. Anyway, that's going to do it for today's Audio Boo, and I will be back with you tomorrow.